two.
Welcome, everybody, to the second annual Steamies. It's 2022. We are here. It's the Steamies. Well, it's been a huge year. Lots of categories. In fact, we've had more votes this year on our categories. Three times more votes than last year.
That's right.
Totaling 100,000 votes we got. Is that right, Ian?
Yeah.
100,000 votes. Wow. The people are activated. They are ready to engage. Wow. Well, guys, last year, as you know, I had a co-host for the Steamies, Trisha Paytas, who, by the way, is excluded but from all categories. I'm sure it would have been a full sweep, but we had to exclude her for reasons that are known and unknown. A little cryptic out the gate there, but what can you do? We do have a guest, though. One that is beloved in the community. One that reports the facts, the news, the gossip, and all the drama, and all that with a cup of noodles. It's the one, the only, Dennis Def Noodles.
What?
There you go. Welcome, Def.
Well, thank you for having me. This is crazy.
It's an honor to be sitting here with you today to present the drama of the year. And who better?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's an honor to be wearing a tux for the first time in like 5 years to be.
You actually look good in yours, unlike me. So you look good. He's a very tall, by the way. You guys may not know. How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4"?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get you to go back with Zach and see who's taller.
You want to go into this? You really want to start some shit?
No. Not today. Today we celebrate.
Ethan, who are the sponsors of the Steamies this
today
year?
The sponsors are Dr. Sasquatch. I mean, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Okay.
Dr. Sasquatch and Masterclass. Thank you. Dennis, how are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, I don't know if I can bring the same energy that Trisha brought, but
yeah, listen, you just be yourself, okay? Nobody can replace that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Laughter. Tears. How are you feeling? What category are you most excited for this year?
What was the one that almost murdered your friend or something?
Yeah, we have a new category this year called Biggest. This feels illegal, but for some reason nobody faced consequences award.
Oh yeah, that's a good category. That's a good one. I want to know one that one too.
But best
that
was, attempt at murdering your friend award.
Yeah,
they're all really exciting.
Yeah,
fantastic stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a
good category.
How's the channel doing? How's everything doing? Your band on Twitter? That's like been a huge controversy.
Yeah. Yeah, banned on Twitter. Thanks to fucking. Can I say?
Yeah, we're okay. Past.
All right, good. So yeah, thanks to fucking Keemstar. I think.
Sorry.
My opinion. It's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Keemstar's been around long enough. He's like he definitely knows how to mass report and do all that. The shenanigans. Boy.
Stupid bitch.
Fuck that Keemstar guy, right?
Fuck that Keemstar guy.
Yeah. What a piece of shit.
Right. Now, but plus he has like contacts at Twitter. That's why I feel like, you know, he's pulling some strings.
I can't imagine that guy having contacts anywhere. I mean, who would want to associate with that guy? But there it is.
Huh?
Well, what do you say we jump right into it, Dennis?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, our first category. It's huge, huge category. Some old, some new.
Mm.
Biggest COVIDiot. Now, this is a legacy category. Last year, the winner was Jake Paul.
Deserved.
This year, round of applause for Jake Paul. This year, actually, Jake isn't even nominated. How do you want to do this? You play it, and then, or do I?
Yeah, why don't we take a look at the nominees?
Okay, so are you
gotcha.
Gonna?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Biggest COVIDiot. Chet
Hanks.
In a new Instagram video, the eldest son of the Hollywood couple shared his anti-vax stance.
I got the vaccine. I think everybody should. I think it's really important, like, that we all do this just as, like, citizens, as Americans. We have to look out for each other and get shit under control, guys.
Psych! If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID. You ain't sticking me with that motherfucking needle. It's the motherfucking flu.
Joe Rogan.
There's uproar today over Joe Rogan's advice to young Americans not to get vaccinated.
If you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no. If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, and like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
And turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds. Monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, prednisone, Z-Pak, NAD drip, vitamin drip, everything. A wonderful, heartfelt thank you to modern medicine.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a fucking moron. Jordan Peterson.
Oh.
Here's the deal, guys. I'll get the vaccine. You fucking leave me alone.
Okay.
Why to get the vaccine then? Deal. If you're not going to leave me alone, why are the vaccinated all of a sudden, the unvaccinated all of a sudden a danger?
I suspect that medicine, independent of public health, kills more people than it saves.
Nicki Minaj.
On Monday, the rapper confirmed to fans that she would not be attending this year's Met Gala because of the event's vaccination mandate.
My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied.
That
rapper Nicki Minaj would turn out to be one of the bravest people in the United States.
Are you kidding me?
So brave.
Tucker Carlson. He's...
Wow. Well, what do you think, Dennis? Stiff competitors there.
Yeah,
there.
I'm thinking, I mean, honestly, I think Joe Rogan's got this one.
Joe Rogan, definitely, he's got the reach. He's got everything wrong.
Yeah.
And he's so confident.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be Joe Rogan, but there's such strong entries there. Let's not overlook Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, whose testicles swollen, canceled his wedding. You know, as all good relationships, I know Ela would have left me if my testicles swole on our wedding day. She would say, no way, Jose.
By the way, why was Jordan Peterson so angry in that clip? You notice it?
He's he's very upset about... He's become very angry, actually, but he's become very upset about the COVID thing, although he just seems angry in general. I don't know. Good observation.
Yeah.
Well, I think we know who's it going to be.
I think, yeah. I have a... Is this it? Do I grab the card?
So okay. Yeah, so we're opening.
You want to do the honors?
Here, let's see. Here, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay.
And then we have the drum roll, please. Biggest Cove Idiot 2021. Wow. With 21%.
Joe Rogan.
Sorry. 81% of huge majority goes to Joe Rogan!
Wow. Congratulations, Joe.
This is beautiful. Look at this nice steaming hot cup of Joe just for you. Do not drink this. Whatever's going on in there is certainly not safe for consumption. Although, let's be frank, it's probably safer than the other stuff he puts in his body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's taking Alpha Brain. Why not just take a sip of this, right? Yeah. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Cheers.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a fucking moron.
Don't do that.
Don't even sniff it.
Well, maybe
it's
sniff.
Can growing. I inhale it? Yeah. Why is it? What is happening?
It's dry like, ice.
What's the ghost in the Ghostbusters? The
ectoplasm.
Like, yeah, it's like growing.
Do we need a fire extinguisher? No.
It's dry ice. I think we'll be okay on the fire hazard side of things.
Well, this is exciting. Joe Rogan with 81%. Nicki Minaj with 8% came in second. The cousin story was a really good moment of the year.
Yeah.
Cousin one.
He got big balls but didn't win it.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Joe. Fantastic stuff. You know, pretty exciting category.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been hearing about the drama? What was Willie? Who's the guy who pulled his music?
Not Willie Nelson.
Neil Young.
Yes.
Neil Young pulled his music.
He pulled all his music today. Yeah, I saw that.
I think it's funny how all the conservatives are like, this dude really thought Spotify was going to drop Joe. I don't think he ever thought that. I think he's just making a conscientious.
No, yeah, 100%.
Objective. Yeah.
I was listening to Tim Pool talk about it. Obviously, he had the worst reaction ever. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's, you can't get away with putting out that much bullshit without some kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, certainly, again, it's like, if we're going to talk about freedom, the man's got a freedom to make a stand. And we write, folks, make a stand. And here I'm announcing today that I will be pulling all of our podcasts off. No, we're not doing that.
I mean,
no. Right. Nope. We're not making a stand here today, folks. Thank you. Shout out to the wonderful.
I mean, maybe we can, but let's maybe not a snap decision in the middle of the show.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not pulling, folks. Okay. We're not pulling. Not today. Thank you. Next up. Huge award, huge category, spiciest drama.
Yeah.
Last year, Tati versus Jeffrey.
That one.
Winner.
Yeah.
Tati, she really knows how to spice things up, doesn't she?
Yeah. And I think for the last like 2 years, she was just going away for a while and coming back and dropping a massive video.
Yeah. Like, love that.
Some really serious accusations.
Yeah, but she was kind of silent this last year, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So I don't even think she was nominated. But boy, we have a lot of categories here. Let me read them off here. Or, well, go ahead and play for spiciest drama. Let's take a look at our nominations.
Spiciest drama. Creep show art exposed.
One very recognizable source. My stalker is Shannon, better known as Creepshow Art, and what I believe to be her current husband, Anthony Parker. And Shannon, Anthony, if you're watching this, you have no idea what you guys have done to me.
She suffered, as far as I understand it, the greatest percentage lost of subscribers of any cancellation ever.
It's over. I am done. I am not coming back to YouTube. And to everyone else, go touch some fucking grass. I am done. I am fucking done.
Bad baby versus Dr. Phil.
So part of the whole Dr. Phil show is they send these kids to either Turnabout or these other programs that are also in Utah, but they're all wilderness programs and they're all fucked up. The abuse, the malnourishing, physical abuse, mental abuse, all that, and this place is still up and running.
If she had a bad experience, you know, obviously I would hate that. We'd be sorry about that.
This ranch is still listed on your website after a lawsuit about a murder, a lawsuit about sexual abuse, and a lawsuit about torture.
We're not involved in that. We don't have any feedback from them.
He just said he's not involved in any treatment facility I go to. Are you fucking nuts?
Ace family lost their house.
Okay, Catherine, there's a lot of rumors that your house is getting foreclosed. What do you have to say about that?
It's not true.
It's not true?
Last month, their double mansion was put on auction for $9 million. Apparently, the contractor on the job wasn't even a real contractor. They went into escrow without getting a certificate of occupancy.
T-Channel nobodies that have been making videos about us and talking about us in a negative light, it's because they make money off of us and they're using you. Stop counting my money. Count my blessings.
Hassan Piker owning a house.
A massive amount of pushback and backlash because it came out that he had purchased a 3,800 square foot home in West Hollywood for $2.74 million.
I am once again under the crossfires, being mercilessly ripped apart by, you know, the greatest activist of all time, anarchists on Twitter.
Twitch gambling exposed as a scam.
Gambling ain't a thing to make money on. If you think you're gonna make money gambling, you're a fucking idiot. Don't fucking be dumb, motherfuckers. Don't be dumb. You won't win.
Oh, fuck yes, dude.
Let's go, baby.
You did it.
This is where State Casino's located, you guys.
Oh, my God. It sure looks like a fucking scam.
Look at this. This is their address.
Maybe it's not.
This is their address, you guys.
Britney's fight to end the conservatorship.
Britney Spears broke down in tears at a hearing today over control of her life and fortune. Much of her life has been controlled in recent years by her father and a professional conservator.
After nearly 14 years, it took a judge in this courthouse today less than 40 minutes to decide that Britney Spears' conservatorship was no longer required.
Her most ardent fans, the legions of the Free Britney movement, celebrating outside.
Guys, seems Britney is free.
Britney, really?
Thank you, guys.
The ending of Frenemies. David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad's meltdown.
That documentary Going Clear about Scientology?
Yeah.
So our show turned into Going Clear Vlog Squad.
Okay, Ethan.
I'm sorry to my family, and I'm sorry to my friends that I've embarrassed, and that this won't happen again.
Wow.
What nominations this year?
Yeah, definitely.
When you take it all together. You realize what a big year it's been, huh?
Yeah. It's some big names.
Who do you think's going to take the dub? I really can't decide.
Spiciest drama? I don't know. I think the Vlog Squad's got this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Honestly.
That was a pretty big one. But when you look back at Hassan Piker buying a house was probably the biggest controversy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Unforgivable.
I feel like you're overlooking a pretty big one there.
The ending of Frenemies.
The ending of Frenemies. That's true.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
This was the only time we were allowed to mention Trisha only by proxy. So.
Oh, you couldn't even. I just noticed you didn't even show her in the footage.
That's right. We didn't even show in the footage.
It's wild.
Wow. That is wild, isn't it? Well, the Twitch gambling, the David Dobrik one was huge. I got to give it up to Bad Baby, who brought the heat to Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was, you know.
I'm not a fan of his.
No, I'm a fan of hers for doing that.
Me too.
Yeah.
She really brought the heat to Mr. Potato Head there.
Yeah.
Well, Britney, too. I mean, Britney Spears, she's free for Pete's sake.
Yeah. And it's still going on, right? Up until like a week or so ago.
I think it's pretty much done at this point. I mean, she's posting her nudes to Instagram. She is free, literally and figuratively.
I meant the beef between her and her sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been going on still.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll be hearing about the Britney stuff for years to come.
Probably.
But, Dennis, would you like to do us the honors here?
Of course, yeah.
Spiciest
drama.
Wow.
So let's see who won. With 69% of the votes.
Wow.
The ending of Frenemies.
Wow.
Who could have seen that one coming?
In a way, this prize is for me, is it not?
Yeah.
Way, yeah.
I guess I have to take a sip.
No.
I'm going to drink it.
Don't do it.
I'm going to drink it.
That
you
is
gave
a bad
it to
idea.
Me. It's a steam. I'm going to drink it.
Don't do that.
It's
mine. Well, let's get this out to Trisha to congratulate her.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And who are the
so we got the runners up were David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad's meltdown throughout the year. That was 9%, and then Britney with 8%.
Yeah, what a year, man!
Crazy year.
I gotta say, Tati versus Jeffrey won last year, but these are bigger dramas.
Yeah,
it feels that way. Well, perhaps because you were involved in 75% of them.
That's true. It was a big year for us in the drama sphere, wasn't it? Well, live by the drama, die by the drama. That's what they say. So thank you, everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. All right. Wow. Damn. Rest in peace, Frenemies, huh? We don't talk about it, but man, that show was a big deal during the year, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We were averaging 4 or 5 million views an episode. It was the biggest podcast in the world, I think, during that time.
That whole moment with Jeff, the gotcha moment, I was watching it back the other day, and it was like, I don't know, to me, it was like the highlight of podcasts like in the year, I think.
Wow, thank you so much.
At the same time, it was tragic and funny.
Yeah.
Because he was clearly lying, right, the whole time.
Yeah. And his willingness just to come on the show without any preparation at all was fantastic. And then there was the other wrinkle was that Kat provided me additional evidence
the
that
photo,
placed him.
Yeah.
Where he said he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we got the iconic "Okay, Ethan."
Okay,
that we love so well. Yeah, there it is.
It was crazy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. What a year. Well, coming around. This is exciting. This is fun, is it not? What a year. What a time.
What a time. What a time to be alive. You. Yeah, glad to be here. Yeah,
what a joy.
Whoa, hold on. I got it.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that over to Trisha. Thank you. Worst apology is the next category. Last year's winner was Jeffree Star.
And that's going to be one that's going to be tough to...
Last year, Jeffree Star made an apology in his $15 million mansion and like set and like, the opulence of his...
His like Louis Vuitton couch.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Again, it's like you look at the nominees this year. I feel like it really dwarfs whatever Jeffree Star did. Well, I don't even remember. What was he apologizing for?
He was apologizing for... Tati made a video accusing him and Shane Dawson of behind the scenes conspiring against James Charles.
Right.
And then...
yeah, that's hard to beat. Look at this, dude. So good. What a setting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at the nominees, for example, the first one here is Travis Scott. I mean, you're talking the stakes are hot.
Much higher. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and roll it.
Worst apology. Sienna Mae Gomez after a month away.
I decided to take a month off of social media due to the negativity surrounding my platform. I know that this is why God and the universe have given me this platform. I hope this can inspire you.
Yeah.
She did? What? How's this even real?
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. I love the interpretive dance apology. It is innovative. It's
John
fresh.
Cena apologies to China.
Love this.
I am so.
Taiwan will never be a part of China. I swear it. Or I mean, the opposite.
对不起，我很抱歉。
David Dobrik, let's talk.
This was a bad one.
I made over 600 videos. I always make sure that whatever the video I'm putting out, I have the approval from that person. With the set situation, I'm sorry. I missed the mark with that one.
Yep.
That's a good soundbite. Yeah. With some of the actions.
I don't understand how he thought he could get away with it.
I don't stand for any kind of misconduct. And I've been really disappointed by some of my friends.
Oh,
and I also believe that actions speak a lot louder than words. That's it.
All right.
I love you guys. See you later.
Travis Scott, Astroworld.
Anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I stop the show and, help them get the help they need,
Did anybody figure out why he was scratching his head?
I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
He's so upset.
Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. Love you all.
David Dobrik.
Again.
He's got two nominations. 21.
Hi, guys. It's 1:45 in the morning, and I'm finally by myself. And I've never done this correctly, and I've never done this respectfully. A lot of people reached out to me saying cancel culture is bullshit, and you need to fight back, you need to call people out. And
probably.
I don't agree. I've never done apology the right way.
He's like, don't let Ethan win.
James Charles holding
this one's good, too, especially considering he kept doing it.
As many of you guys know, about 2 years ago now, I was involved with a very public online scandal. When this first happened 2 years ago, I uploaded a video to my channel called No More Lies. I'm sorry to my friends,
family, how crazy his hair
and fans.
It was. It's like a bird's nest.
Because the thorny crown.
Thorny crown.
Embarrassing. When I upload this tomorrow, it is going to be April Fool's Day. Awful timing.
Face game. The truth.
All I'm allowed to say right now is this. Please, please do not believe what you're hearing online. So this is the truth, all right? What actually upsets me the most is that anybody else was hurt. That a dishonest person abused his trust with me to scam everybody. He then abused that trust to go and alter the code, resulting in six-figure profits for him, and then leaving the rest of us to be blamed.
Awesome. Wow. What? I can't honestly... I have some guesses here. I mean, Astroworld, probably the highest stakes apology to worst apology ratio.
Yeah.
You know, James Charles, obviously, again, holding myself accountable. He's still doing it, right? That's been shown.
And also, you have the added element of him just going in there and admitting to two of them, right? And calling them victims in the middle of the apology.
Right.
Which is a crime, right? He's admitted to a crime.
Yeah, and then he erased the apology, right?
Then he erased it.
Awesome.
And then
with a new one where he whitewashed.
Yeah, and then blamed everybody for, like, you know.
What a guy, huh? We love James Charles around here.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, though, God, there's some really good apologies here. I'm going to guess Travis Scott, just because the stakes are so high.
Yeah.
The black and white.
Yeah.
You know. Now let's take a look. You have a guess?
I think it's Travis Scott, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Worst apology, 2021. The votes have been cast. The people have spoken. 47%. And the winner is Travis Scott of Astroworld. The one and only. It's lit! Wow. And a runner-up, James Charles, 31%. And, Sienna Gomez.
The dance video.
10%. David Dobrik, totally forgotten.
Sounds like the closest category so far.
Yeah.
But that's a huge dub for Travis Scott, obviously. Bunch of fatalities. No! And
How do you think Sienna was like, what do you think she was thinking of when she was choreographing that dance? Like,
I think she thought, enough people were like on her side publicly, like big people, that she thought it was, I don't think it was an apology necessarily, more like, I am powerful, I will not be slandered. All my friends have my back, like Dave Porkboy and a huge bunch. Tana Mojo had her. How do you say her last name?
Mojo.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a lot of letters. Just
Mojo, Mojo, Jojo, Mo.
So I think she thought it was a dub, and she hit the runner up. So and that was stiff competition. So shout out, Travis Scott. This one's for you, my friend. Very good.
Maybe the last award he ever gets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a full-on cancellation, huh? You think Travis Scott will ever make it back into the limelight?
I think pretty soon he's going to make it back. I mean, the you know the whole thing with Kanye trying to go to his daughter's birthday and Kim Kardashian not letting him. So that, like, a lot of people who follow the Kardashians were speculating that part of the reason why Kanye said publicly that Travis Scott is the one who gave him the address to find the party was because Kris Jenner was trying to make him seem a little more like a nice guy.
Him?
Yeah, like start rehabilitating his image.
I'm afraid you're right. I think he's going to be back before too long.
Yeah,
probably. Probably in a few years. Most people will just forget. And that's the way it goes, eh? What's a few fatalities in the scheme of things, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, moving on. Oh, here we have an update. Travis Scott fans are pushing hard from the headline next year's Coachella and even have a petition going to get him on the stage next year. They don't want him in. They want a headline, the big comeback. Wow. I don't see that happening necessarily, but who knows?
Yeah.
The crazy world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll run for president.
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Up next, we have most frivolous lawsuit. This is a really stiff competition.
Yeah.
Four entries, all powerful. Anyone could take it. Go ahead. Let's see it.
Most frivolous lawsuit. Triller versus Ethan Klein. Copyright.
Free speech is under attack. Fair use is under attack. This is a serious message with peace and love. Peace and love.
Triller versus Ethan Klein.
How many
tortious interference.
Our very rights. For. Our right to exist on YouTube is under attack by Ryan.
Triller versus Ethan Klein. Website cyber squatting.
This is the third lawsuit against me by an elite Hollywood executive merely for exercising my free speech, my right to have an opinion.
Ryan Kavanaugh versus Ethan Klein, defamation.
He's seeking to destroy me, to deplatform me, to bankrupt me. This is not a drill. Well, huge. Wow. What do you think? One, two, three, or four?
I think the most, the fourth one was where the website one, right?
That was the third one, actually.
That was the third one.
The cyber squatting, yeah.
The cyber squatting? To me, that one was just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that one doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Actually, speaking of which, since we're on the topic, if you guys go ahead into Google and type Ryan Kavanaugh, you're going to see our website is number one.
Really?
Yeah, it's number one. Which, I mean, Google recognizes, you know, good websites and information when they see it. If you guys want to type Ryan Kavanaugh on the search bar and go ahead and click this.
Honestly, if I were him, I'd be grateful so that nobody confuses him.
That's what I'm saying. It's a public service. What could he be mad about? I mean, spend some time on the website, educate yourself, play the game. I mean, look at the resemblance is uncanny.
They look so similar.
Yeah. Here you can just play the game, read up about him. So, yeah, highly recommend you guys do that. Thank you. Thank you. So,
by the way.
Yeah.
Just an added thing. I think he should be. Did you see this clip? Mike Tyson was on the Nelk Boys, and he said he still hasn't been fully paid for his trailer fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Shouldn't he be more worried about paying Mike Tyson instead of suing you, like spending all this money on the lawyers?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think he has much money to pay out. He probably owes Mike like tens of millions, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And the lawsuits is probably costing him.
Maybe the hope is the money he gets from you.
Oh, is that what he's planning?
To pay
Mike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think, you know what you call that when you get money from one person to pay another?
Oh, there is a term for that, isn't it? It's some sort of scheme. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not that he's runs a Ponzi scheme.
No. We would never make
Ryan
that accusation.
Ryan Kavanaugh does not run a Ponzi scheme that I'm aware of.
Right? First-hand experience.
How would I know? So go ahead. Do us the honors, Dennis.
Most frivolous lawsuit.
Yeah, let's see. One, two, three, or
all right.
Four.
Let's see.
It's exciting.
So, Ryan Kavanaugh versus Ethan Klein, defamation with 46%.
Thank you, Ryan. Oh, we need to, yep, here's a cup of tea for Ryan Kavanaugh.
Technically, is that for you?
Is it for me?
Or it's at least a share trophy with...
I get
oh,
the share.
Yeah.
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 So makes sense.
I don't want to hang out with you, so you can have their word.
Give 46%.
So, and then the cyber squatting at 22%, and then copyright infringement with 18%.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Too much wine, sorry.
Yeah, too much wine.
Yeah, too much wine.
What did you say about Natalie Portman again?
I have an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old Natalie Portman.
Oh, what? Why is he saying that?
I mean, that is just disgusting.
Awful.
That's the only reason I came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Ryan. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Yeah.
We're at a 30 minutes, so I think it's time to throw
it. All right. Well, we've got two sponsors to thank real fast. And when we come back, you guys aren't going to want to miss. We have the best categories coming up. It's a whole thrill ride. We'll be right back. All right. Ready? Mm-hmm. Dr. Squatch is here to help save you from that body wash that's packed with harsh, harmful chemicals and those garbage personal care products you're used to. They're changing the game with high-performance, natural products that smell amazing. They really do. These things smell amazing. And will have you feeling and looking your best. Nope. Don't eat soap. Dr. Squatch will take your shower game to the next level, helping you level up your soap and step up your scent. Choose your favorite line of soaps, hair care, deodorants, and more. So you never have to have another boring shower or routine again. What is this? Oh, deodorant? Nice. Nice. Dr. Squash's soaps are made in the United States, using only the finest ingredients Mother Nature has to offer. Plus, they're transparent about their ingredients and their production. Seriously, go ahead and take a look at the label. You'll recognize everything that's there. Wow, I do recognize everything. Seriously, go ahead and take a look at the label. Feel free to compare this with what's in the soap you're using and see if you can recognize any of those ingredients. Whether you're looking for a gift for your partner or you want to step up your own routine, Dr. Squash has you covered with a range of fresh scents everyone will love. And just like the ingredients in their products, all their scents are natural too. So ditch those fake smelling products and go with what smells awesome, nature. Are you ready to start taking your routine seriously? With better natural products, get rid of those fake smelling body washes, aluminum filled antiperspirants, and hair care products that are probably doing more harm than good. With Dr. Squash, you can get the natural, clean products you want without the extra trendy, clean markup you're used to. Dan, actually, you use this product, eh?
I do. My girlfriend stepped up my soap game for me. I can't be relied upon to do that myself. And I've been using it for a while now. I'm on that Gold Moss.
This one? You got the bar soap?
The bar soap, yeah. That's I don't have good. Too much use for the shampoo, although right. I do use beard shampoo. But
do you wash your head with bar soap? How does that work?
No, should I be?
Well, do you wash your head?
I mean, yeah, but... Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I do, because, you know, I do this and then yeah. do it all over. So, yeah, I guess I do. Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
It smells really good. This is the Cold Brew Cleanse. Coffee? Oh, wow. I like that one. Nice. Do you use it, the bar soap or any of the other ones?
I use the bar soap, yeah.
And do you use the deodorant?
Yep.
Interesting. Was
And I smell great.
You do smell great. Was Allie trying to tell you something when she bought you all
so.
This shit?
I think so.
She's like, you stinky ass. Get the Squatch. Get Dr. Squatch. Now, new customers get 20% off orders of $20 or more. Use our code DSQH3 and click the link in the description. You can get that code in the description. DSQH3. I guess it stands for discount. Whatever. It's in the description.
Dr. Squatch.
In the description, 20% off orders more than $20. Thank you, Dr. Squatch. Thank you to Masterclass. I'm super excited to be working with Masterclass. This is such a cool company with such an amazing offer here. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Gordon Ramsay, for example, has all these cooking recipes with basics, with specific recipes. He's doing lessons on how to cook restaurant quality food at home. Amazing. So cool. I love cooking. I've taken a few of these courses. It's really great. Really fun. And it's kind of hard to believe that they're able to get such huge names here to teach. The other one, look at this. They've got Ringo freaking Starr teaching how to drum. Click the trailer. Let me see that. Does he start with a Peace and Love? Let's see.
Well, if you want to stay inspired, open your eyes.
Oh, open your eyes, folks. No, it's Ringo. Come on, Peace and Love. Also, Martin Scorsese teaching film.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How do they get these people, man? Wow. Well, it's really cool. I took Zach was super excited about Carlos Santana. He's the Wicked Woman guy.
Black Magic Woman.
Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
He shreds apparently, right, Zach?
Amazing guitar player.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So get in there and learn some cool stuff, man. There's so many options. Check it out. With unlimited access to every masterclass, and as a listener of our show, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/afterdark now. That's masterclass.com/afterdark for 15% off masterclass. Incredible. Super exciting. Amazing stuff. Get in there, guys, and freaking learn something, for Christ's sake. Welcome back. It's the Steamies bringing you the juiciest drama and awards of the last year, 2021, joined with Def Noodles. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Moving on to our next category, Worst Influencer Song. Now, this is a fun category, and let me tell you. Last year the winner was One Day. I was really sad by Dixie D'Amelio. This year we have some good. I feel like the heyday of influencer music is a little behind us. The Everyday Bro.
Yeah.
I do miss those days a bit.
Yeah. It feels like I mean some influencers are still trying, but I feel like the majority of them have just like maybe settled with just accepting that they're not musicians.
Yeah, it's not good. But man, those were the days. Huh?
Well, Ethan, if you really are pining for the days of Jake Paul songs, I have some fantastic news for you. Tweeted.
Diss track on Dana White?
Yeah. Just a few hours ago.
Wow.
So maybe we're returning to the glory days after all.
This should be pretty high budget. This should be interesting. I'm actually going to watch this one. he definitely got some ghostwriters probably this time.
Yeah, I was going to say that a lot of people are speculating that he has ghostwriters now.
Or at least better ghostwriters, because apparently Nick Crompton or whatever wrote the last the last one. So maybe he actually got real ghostwriters this time.
Nah, you're tripping.
No, he said that.
Who, Nick Crompton said he wrote it?
Yeah.
Really?
He said he wrote that line.
He wrote the England is my city. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well,
real lyrical genius.
Let's go ahead and see who our nominees are.
Worst influencer song. Addison Rae, Obsessed.
Of course, avoiding copyright claims.
Corpse Husband, Hot Demon Bitches Near You.
Was that the actual title?
You know, people get angry. People really simp for Corpse, but Mask. I gotta say.
Logan Paul, Dink Doink.
Dink Doink, you're my favorite coin. Want you to dink on my face. Take a doink on my chest. Yeah. Dink Doink, you're my favorite coin. Why don't you come on over? Take pictures of my
feet. You know what's funny about Dink Doink? Is that he was straight up scamming people.
Yeah.
And like nobody cared.
Yeah. I think it just got to a point where people were like, well, that's what he does.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. Dink Doink is a banger. I'm not super familiar with the other three. You know?
Yeah.
Are you?
I remember the Addison Rae. The Corpse one, no. I did watch the Dream one. Mm. So yeah, but the Dink Doink one, I mean that one.
That's a
because that
that's
comes
a shoo-in.
Yeah, and that comes with like the package of the scam. Yeah. So
that's a shoo-in, I gotta say. Well, let's take a look. The winner is, drum roll please. The winner of worst influencer song with 59% goes to Logan Paul, Dink Doink.
Dink
Doink is my favorite scam.
Take a doink on my chest. Yeah.
I love how people say he's like rehabilitated his image and stuff. Bro, he straight up scammed people like less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Like just actively scammed people.
Mm.
So we like that for him. Runners up include Addison Rae Obsessed, 23%, and Dream Mask. Sorry, Dream, 12%. But Logan Paul, Dink Doink. There you go.
Let's go! Congratulations, Logan.
Yeah, congrats. We'll have to send that out. By the way, I should mention that we had messaged all the nominees, every single one of them,
mm-hmm.
probably in the hundreds.
Yeah.
If they wanted to send in a message or a thank or
an acceptance or
acceptance
something.
Or anything, we got zero responses. So.
Well, they're lost.
Not a lot of interest this year. Maybe next year. Oh, Jake wrote Nick Crompton's lyrics. So I had it backwards. So actually, Jake is the idiot.
Oh.
But you would think, isn't Nick Crompton English? So you'd think he would be like...
Yeah, you'd think he would correct him. But yeah. when Jake was on the podcast years ago, he was telling you that he felt bad because he wrote the lyrics.
Oh.
And then Nick didn't want to rap it, but he ended up doing it anyways. And then became a meme.
England is my city.
Rip.
Huh. He should have been like, yo, Jake, you know...
Right.
Okay, well, we're rehashing old drama.
Got your hat.
All right, well, moving on right along here. This is a category that I love, biggest cringe moment.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a great category, I can tell.
Huge entries.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing the nominees. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Biggest cringe moment. Keemstar on Aiden Ross's stream.
So now he's fucking famous somehow, and I'm famous.
Yo, you're in trouble.
Why?
Oh, shit. That crypto shit.
Man. That's hard to beat.
Yeah. Tory Lanez.
And he was like saying that I had like a little dick and my dick didn't work and shit. And he got in trouble with YouTube.
Sick battle, bro.
See, what do you think about that?
Epic, dude.
Ryan Kavanaugh's holy.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Dang. Ryan sent me a direct message on July 11th. Listen to this shit. You have been warned, and I will not be threatened and maligned and stand by idly. Govern yourself accordingly, sir.
Wow.
Ryan Kavanaugh. Yeah.
Wow.
He took major L's.
Steven Crowder. Panicking.
Wow.
At the sight
so
of
many
Sam
great
Cedar.
Entries. That, do you know that the Spartans are, that they are like practice man love with children?
Oh, oh, there he is. Oh, no. Sam Cedar. What a, wow, what a fucking nightmare. I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought Ethan was a stand up guy.
Dream hiring a Harvard astrophysicist to prove he didn't cheat,
yeah.
Then admitted to cheating.
Yeah. Recently, one of my speedruns that I did on Twitch has been analyzed by the speedrun.com volunteer mod team and deemed as improbable to a degree that is nearly impossible. So lucky, in fact, that they came to the mathematical conclusion that it had 1 in 7.5 trillion odds of happening. I hired a professional statistician with a PhD that is an active astrophysicist.
Put on that one odd was in line.
The data shows, quote, no statistically significant evidence that Dream was modifying the probabilities.
Oh my God.
Earlier today, Dream finally admitted to cheating his 1.16 speedrun, and in a nearly 3,000-word apology, claimed that it was all just an accident.
Wait, he wrote a 3,000-word apology?
Yeah. And Megan
saying
Fox
it was a mod he didn't know was
installed. Interview.
You said to me,
a whole college essay.
Wade. And I said, I am Wade.
Yeah. This is actually maybe the most cringy for me personally, is watching Machine Gun Kelly perform on the table. That is a good category, my friend.
Yeah.
What are you feeling in there?
I mean, there's so many. That Steven Crowder moment is so hilarious. And just how much, like, because you know that he has such a huge ego. And that right. You just see that man crumble like in front of you the moment he realizes
he couldn't hide it.
And you see his co-host just like cross in front of the cameras, like going to
panic,
save him. You know,
and,
like
yeah, he couldn't hide it. He crumbled. It was a great moment. I think it's going to be real hard to overcome Keemstar though, because that Aiden Ross stream was just. It was so powerful. You could see a direct correlation between Keemstar's views dropping and that stream.
Yeah. I mean, Keemstar, everything about Keemstar's existence is cringe.
That's true.
So it's,
you can just write off the human himself and put him in the category.
Exactly.
Now he's comparing me to Hitler.
I didn't say that.
I didn't either.
Why didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Well, it could go to any one of these. I mean, the Dream one by itself, too. I mean, he hired an astrophysicist to prove he didn't cheat, knowing he cheated. I mean, wow, that's incredible. Well, go ahead, Dennis. I believe it's your turn here. This is a big one. This is a big one, guys.
And the winner of the Steamy is, with 54%, Keemstar on Aiden Ross's stream.
Yeah. You know what? Keemstar, this one's for you, my friend. Take a nice steaming sip of Steamy here.
That was hard to overcome.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I think the best part about all of it is just watching people's reactions. The way everybody was cool. They were just, they seemed like they wanted to welcome him. And he just turned the entire room against them.
From the first second.
Yeah.
He was talking about my sexual prowess and stuff. Like, I mean, what a disaster, dude. Don't go hang out in a room of dudes and talk about some other dude's penis. That's just not the way. That's not the vibe. Stop!
Well, Keemstar's usually cringe alone. But to see him in a public setting was just amazing like that.
Yeah.
Runner-ups?
Runner-ups were Steven Crowder panicking at the sight of Sam Cedar with 16%, and MGK and Megan Fox with 12%.
Well, I am weed.
Yeah.
I am weed.
I am weed.
Well, congratulations, Keemstar. Well,
congratulations.
Deserved. Well deserved. Murder. Yeah, it is a really good reminder that when you take a guy like Keemstar and you put him in the wild in a real life situation, then you can realize actually what a
awful human being he
is. He's just, he's, you know, he's not cool.
Yeah.
He's just a cringe factory. He can barely coexist with people outside of the internet.
Yeah.
And that's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keemstar, shut up.
Exactly. Well, moving on. Worst influencer scam.
Oh, wow.
This was definitely the year of influencer scams. I think with the rise of the cryptos and the NFTs, it's just been a really good, profitable time for them.
The whole crypto thing from the get was just, it was like a run for the hills, like a gold rush for who can scam the most people.
100%. Yeah, it's, I think a gold rush is the perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
And to this day, nobody's really facing accountability. Even the Save the Kids, who are totally exposed, it's just 100% of fraud. There's really no repercussion. So shout out to all those guys who have, you know, turned this into a profit with no repercussion.
I mean, yeah.
That's the influencer dream, right?
Yeah, I guess for some influencers.
All right, well, go ahead with the nominations. This is an exciting one.
Worst influencer scam. Austin McBroom.
Forgot about
TikTokers boxing event.
Bryce Hall's never getting paid.
Never. Never.
Main event. YouTube superstar.
He didn't even
Austin
pay the bank
McBroom
for his house, so he didn't pay Bryce Hall.
Yeah.
Bryce Hall.
2 weeks after the fights went down, we learned yesterday the fighters themselves have not been paid. I can't believe what I just said. And it's the cardinal sin. You don't put on a fighting event and forget to pay the fucking fighters.
No, Logan Austin Paul. Does. Dink.
God,
doink.
Dude, this whole fucking tribute show is dink doink, or whatever the fuck
it's dink doink. It's
like a spring thing.
It's a crypto meme coin, and it's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
It's the dumbest, cutest shit I've ever seen.
Cute.
I mean, because if you don't know about crypto, shitcoins, like, most of them don't have utility, and so, you know, the dink doink.
He's literally describing a scam.
Yeah,
shitcoin, no utility.
Shit is, and
not disclosing that he's the creator of it.
Yeah.
In South Park style. I'm a dink doink fan. It's the dumbest shit I ever seen, and that's why.
Yeah,
I'm
you
all
made it, you fucking
liar. You really
liar.
Saved my dink.
Nelk. Fake.
God,
Ferrari,
this was a good one, too.
Yeah.
$350,000 Ferrari. So the winner has been chosen. The guy's address ended up being here right in LA.
How many tickets did you buy?
Dude, I just bought one, bro.
What?
One? Well, it came with like 100 or something, right? I thought this whole show was a scam.
I think it just seems like a scam because it's too epic.
Yeah,
it's too good to be true.
Face K and friends.
Imagine calling out that it's a scam as you scam people.
That turned out to be a scam. It was promoted by some of the biggest influencers in the world.
And I support Save the Kids Token.
Save the Kids Token.
It's the year of the
scam.
Save
the Kids Token.
Save the Kids Token.
Save the Kids Token.
Please do not believe what you're hearing online. All of these people making videos think that they know the truth and that they know who's responsible. I need your help.
I need your help.
Valkyrie. Blue light skincare.
We all spend all that time in front of our screens. Like all that skincare started to take a toll on my body and my skin. So I did something about it. I worked with experts to figure out the best and safest ingredients for blue light protection. Meet Reflect. It's the skincare collection that's for everyone who uses a screen.
Many people were quick to accuse the brand of being based in pseudoscience. People also began to point out that the website had some disclaimers that made things a little hard to believe. Like, we are not responsible if information made available on this site is accurate.
This is unbelievable. They were like, they were literally seeing it.
Shady,
not us. Not us.
Partnerships.
I didn't
That's
see
good.
That.
That's good. $20 bet.
That's good.
Multiple.
Come on. Wait, it's not done.
Lucky's. Please.
He's still gambling. They're all still gambling.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much do they pay you as a flat fee every month for fulfilling your contractual obligations to them?
I'll probably get in trouble for releasing it, but I'll tell you, $1 million. $1 million a month.
Wow.
Good money. There's honestly so many in there. I mean, on my money, the biggest scam probably just on scale and shock factor, probably Austin McBroom.
Oh, yeah. And because it was like a whole spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, and,
you know, Austin is kind of a prolific scammer in his own right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there is literally video footage of himself saying, you guys got scammed.
In reality, you guys got scammed.
Yeah. He literally admitted to it.
Yeah. Well, in the context of that one, he was saying, You guys got scammed by our partner.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, never their fault. But in terms of, you know, I mean, golly, Dink Doink was good. Save the Kids was a huge one.
Yep.
The whole thing about, like, we're doing this to save the kids, and in reality, they're just, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's perhaps the most disgusting one, because you're using kids as a, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, just, it's like a comic book.
Yeah, it's just comic book villain. Yeah, yeah, like James Bond villain types.
Save the kids.
Yeah.
And the one thing that wasn't conveyed in the Nelk one is that the car was literally parked like one block away in a parking garage for like a month leading up to the winter.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
Well, drum roll.
Competitive category.
The winner of Influencer Scam 2021. Wow. 47%. The winner is Austin McBroom. YouTubers versus TikTokers. Yeah. Congratulations, Austin. Austin might be getting scammer of the decade coming up here.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. 47%. Save the Kids, 28%. And Logan Paul Dink Doink, 16%. Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, he had done, Austin actually, he's done, I think, two other big charity events that were just straight up pocketing the money.
Yeah, I think I heard about a basketball event or something.
Yeah, two of those.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Just playing with the dry ice a little bit there. Interesting. All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
The next one is a category of one, worst award show.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Worst award show. We were not nominated, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, which is good news. Yeah. Go ahead and roll the nominations.
Worst award show. The Streamies.
Kids and Family. The LeBrant Fam.
Oh my God, the LeBrant.
Did you watch it this
Ensemble
year?
Cast.
No, I don't ever watch that
the
shit.
They did it in like a van. The whole
Creator
award show was in a van.
Year.
Wasn't
Tana.
It? And isn't this from it?
No, this is from other years.
Oh, Beauty. What does it mean that they did it in a van?
They drove around and handed awards to people.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that Creator win this shit are so insane.
Shane Dawson. Accepting the Streamy on his behalf is Tana Mojo.
Tana.
Nobody expected to see me here, but what about my soft dick, huh?
Oh, you think I'm kidding?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Vitaly, shout out to.
Where are you?
Vitaly.
Garbage. Love you, bro.
Should be in prison or might be in prison.
Yeah, I think he may be going to prison. For unrelated to this.
This year, I became one of the most hated YouTubers on the platform.
Entertainment of the
That's
year.
That's maybe because I let Rice Gum punch me in the face, or maybe because I came out and said 99% of the pranks on YouTube are fake. But I want to say this.
Look at
For
Grace
a long
Helping.
Time, I looked at myself in the mirror, and I based myself based on what I read on the comments. I felt worthless. I felt ugly. I felt gay. I felt... That
what?
like, that just based on what they told
I
me.
I felt
what?
Gay?
Streamy goes
that.
To
yeah.
Impulsive.
Feels good to actually win something.
Does anyone
you won
really
a bunch
care
today.
About the Streamies? I mean, really. And that's it.
I'm really excited to see who wins.
What did FoosyTube mean when he said I felt gay?
I don't know, man. He's the only one who can tell us that.
Yeah. I mean, is he... I mean... I love that.
Well, he was listing off a bunch of negative feelings that the YouTube comments was making him feel. So it's a little odd that one of those bad
he
things is gay. Yeah.
Huh. So who is gay?
Who is gay? Is he gay? If you feel gay, that means you want to.
You are gay.
Have sex with men if you're a man.
No comment.
Is Fousey
gay?
Does
that make you gay?
And that makes him gay. If he feels gay, I think so.
Possibly. I don't know.
I'm waiting for Zach, but...
Oh.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
Oh, there it is.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. Just took me off guard there. Yeah, the Steamies, by the way, the biggest bullshit award show.
Hey. How dare you?
Streamies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you.
Of course, we are inspired by the streamies, the steamies.
Uh-huh.
And our plan is to overtake them. We were going to get a big auditorium if Trisha didn't quit. Like COVID also is a factor,
yeah,
but
COVID.
We were going to go big this year.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha ruined everything, but that's okay. I don't think anyone would have shown up for them. Interestingly, the same winners of the steamies, there's a lot of crossover of the winners of the streamies.
Yep. I noticed that.
What's that mean? Well, anyway, they didn't nominate us this year for Best Podcast, despite us, you know, being on consistently in like the top 25 in the world. So basically, the worst award show by vote, 100%, the streamies. 100% of the vote. Fuck the streamies.
What an upset.
Eat shit.
What an upset.
Your award show is bullshit. Nobody cares.
It's rigged.
Nobody watches it. Nobody cares. Fuck you. 100%.
Enjoy.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Your stupid ass van. Have
they did it in a van. I couldn't believe it.
So what? They were driving to people's houses?
They were driving around Los Angeles in this. I actually think it was like a double-decker bus or something. And it was Lorray and his friend who were co-hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just stop and the person would come out and they were like, you won. And they would like pretend like they were surprised. Like they didn't know. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. I imagine it was a COVID thing.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The streamies.
That just sucks, dude. Well, the next one's going to be a big one. The biggest, this feels illegal, but for some reason, nobody faces consequence award. This is a new award. No previous winners. What'd you say, AB?
Nothing. I was saying maybe we did win and Swami didn't let them in the gate.
Oh, you think they just tried and Swami just shot to kill?
Possible.
Swami took them out.
You don't think they'd notify me? I wasn't even nominated, bro.
Oh, that's true.
I wasn't straight up not even nominated.
Right, right. We do talk shit about them like every year, but...
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to be biased based on who likes you and not. That's not what a real award show is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you defending the streaming,
it's supposed to be... Whoever merit, yeah.
Exactly.
On merit.
Right, right.
Assholes.
I mean, everybody talks shit on award shows.
Exactly.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel has a whole thing with the Golden Globes, or is it the Golden Globes or something? He hates one of those award shows.
He hosts them.
He hosts them?
Yeah, hosts them. Yeah, he hosts the... He's... Yeah. Who cares? Fuck the streamers. All right. Biggest, this feels illegal, but for some reason, nobody faces consequences award. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Biggest, this feels illegal, but for some reason nobody faces consequences award.
Huge new bombshell allegations against David Dobrik and Dom Zaglitis, aka Dirty Dom. You had insider reporting that a young woman who was featured in a David Dobrik vlog back in 2018 claimed that she was by a vlog squad member, Dirty Dom, the night that they were filming a vlog for David's channel. James Charles has also been recently accused of inappropriately messaging his young fans. Some actually going on to claim that he has groomed fans. So a new accusation that he flirted with a teen fan came up today. The alleged James Charles interactions with minors shows a pattern of JC getting aggressive, plus claiming that the minor lied about their age once screenshots leaked.
Another one of my friends came out with the video.
That was a powerful
when
one too,
I was
man.
At a yeah. party, like passed out on the couch. When they told me about what happened, they said they pulled her off of me. That night she posted a 15-part aggressive video, gaslighting everything about what happened, how much she loved me, and that I was using her for clout.
Jake Paul actually just got accused of sexually assaulting a woman back in the summer of 2019. And the woman, who goes by the name Justine Paradise on her social media channels, posted a 20-minute video
heard
detailing her story.
Recently said that.
Like, I was just looking at some of the press when Justine first put her piece out, and it's framed as like drama.
I mean, it was reported
like,
in the New York Times.
It's a crime. Yeah.
They vetted it pretty
thoroughly. And it should be covered that way.
My name's Frazier.
My name's Jarvis.
I'm Tico.
I'm Rice Gun.
Oh, I recognize these guys.
I support Save the Kids Token.
They want to donate over $1 million to charity in 30 days. This is going to be one of the biggest charity coins ever. The first day, it pumps, and immediately it
dumps
all the way to negative 90%.
Shout
all
out to the kids.
All the whales in the coin sold off immediately. And why would Rice Gum, the king of the Lambos, do anything if he's not actually involved in some of the project?
You're here to meet a 13-year-old.
This one was crazy.
So what brings you out here today?
I was actually coming out here to pick up a cupcake.
Yeah.
And then go back home.
Wow. That EDP one, huge.
Huge. Yeah.
That one might be hard to beat.
Yeah. There's so many moments from it. There was him pounding the guy when he first met him.
Pound it, bro.
Yeah.
We're good, right?
Yeah. The cupcake and then walking away and they're like following him.
You know, we never really talked about EDP thing on this show, but what happened was he was chatting up like, I forget how, do you remember how old the girl was?
I think she was like 12 or 13.
Oh,
she was
boy.
Like really young.
Yeah. And he went to meet her for a, an act.
Hmm.
And he told them it was done by these guys who, like, I guess that's what they do. They're like wannabe Chris Hansen's.
Yeah.
And he said, I was just coming to get a cupcake.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. The decoy, in his case, said she was 13. He said that 12-year-olds are too young and gross. Okay, so, yeah, big. 12s are gross, 13s are good.
Ugh.
According to EDP. Well, I don't know. I mean, EDP is a big one, but David Dobrik, James Charles was huge. This guy is a prolific predator. I mean, we're talking about what in the teens, the dozens or over a dozen.
There were numerous. Yeah. And
we're actually 16.
And the weird thing about it was that a lot of their videos would get immediately taken down. Right.
Mm.
A lot of there was one of the kids on TikTok, like his entire platform, like all of his platforms were deleted, you know.
You think face down from like legal threats,
probably legal, or something.
Sister sniped.
Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot too. The same thing happened with people like Kevin Spacey, who, was notorious for people would accuse him and then just immediately retract everything and disappear. Were you trying to tell me something,
Dan? Or die.
Did one of
them? Oh, yeah.
Spacey no, a kids? Bunch of Kevin, like literally multiple of Kevin Spacey's accusers died, of weird circumstances.
I'm sure that's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Like House of Cards type.
In real life.
He really is life. That character. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he was so good. Actually just being himself.
It's autobiographical.
Mm-hmm. Well, do the honors. Let's get drum roll, please, Dennis.
Let's do this.
The winner of biggest... Feels illegal, but for some reason, nobody faced consequences. Awards.
With 59%, it is James Charles allegedly admits to sexting minors. Congratulations, James.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And well-deserved.
Yeah.
That's actually well-deserved. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers. A womp 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 to you, my friend.
And the irony of it is less than a month ago, there was another kid who had just turned 18, mm-hmm. right? The same thing happened.
Yeah. No, it's like he hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Or wow, like he has these snapped. Urges he can't control. Yet he has a platform and
well, he's changed in one way. He just keeps getting older.
And they stay the same age, baby. Oh, yeah.
The next ones, runner-ups are David Dobrik, sexual misconduct, insider article, details, abuse within the Vlog Squad at 15%. And then Sienna May, caught on video, as saying Jack Wright with 10%.
Well. Wow, that's a huge, that's just a resounding victory
for James
there.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, following up from our little Kevin Spacey details, you sent me something? Wait, I saw something, someone.
Three of Kevin Spacey's accusers have died.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Out of how many?
I've lost track.
Dude,
I've lost
Linda
track
Culkin, John Doe. Wait, John Doe? That's not his real name.
Well, I think that one was reported anonymously. So
Ari Ben, three of Kevin Spacey's accusers have straight up died this year. Well, fucking shout out.
Wow.
To the king himself, Kevin Spacey. He don't mess around.
He doesn't
dude.
Play around, yeah.
Hell no.
It is.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic.
Jail.
No jail. That's the point.
No jail. Yeah. That's a problem.
No jail for any of them. Up next is most shameless clickbait. Good category.
Yeah.
I love it. 15? He had 15 accusers?
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
That's a lot.
According to USA Today.
I didn't realize Kevin Spacey had that many accusers. 15.
Those are almost James Charles numbers.
Those are James Charles numbers. Although James Charles is only what? A third his age, so give him time.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Give him some time. Mm. All right, Kevin Spacey, clickbaity.
I'm biggest. Sorry, he was about to become chairman of Relativity Media.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, yeah, he was about to take over Ryan Kavanaugh's job.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. For real. Isn't that awesome? I mean, and the other person in consideration was Harvey Weinstein, allegedly by some reports.
Huh.
So two great men to replace another great man.
And what the company folded
I think
before
it
that
folded,
happened?
Yeah, it folded.
Well, no, there's no surprise there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You some might call it a house of cards.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I see what you did there.
All right, let's see our nominees for most shameless clickbait.
Most shameless clickbait. Jordan Cheyenne. We are heartbroken.
Come here. Come closer for the video. Come closer.
Oh,
come closer.
No. This is so sad.
Act like you're crying. Really quick.
I am crying.
Oh, my
go
God.
Like this.
No, Mom, I'm not just usually crying.
No, I know. But go like this for the video.
Dude, what
no, go
the
like this.
Fuck?
Put your hand like this. But let them see your mouth.
H3 Podcast. We broke up.
Okay, why don't we just do like me and Ela are breaking up or something like that. We're getting divorced. I mean, that's pretty good, right? We haven't done that before.
No, we are still together. That video, that podcast
Prince
got a lot
family.
Of views, by the way. It really did
fell
work.
Off a mountain in Hawaii, rock climbing.
You want to sit down? Hold that rope. Yeah, yeah, hold the rope like I did. Yeah,
I never actually watched the video.
All right, where I go? You can sit down if you want.
Hold on.
I got you.
I got it. All right, I'm good.
Good job, babe. Right,
that was it? Oh my LeBron God.
She said she fell off the mountain. That's ridiculous.
Cancer.
I was truly just riddled with anxiety. I had convinced
this
myself that
be
our two-year-old daughter had cancer. And it sounds so blunt and so almost bad to say, but I was convinced. And I kept justifying reasons.
Wait, their
why
daughter didn't have cancer?
No. To us because of
daughter was
our
fine.
Faith.
You well, did you follow this story?
I didn't follow that one. No, but I know they've used their kids for like the longest time for stuff like
so,
this.
So
yeah,
they had a video titled "She Got Diagnosed with Cancer."
Still up,
still up, and the daughter
it's still called that
not cancer. In fact, they even showed a child in a hospital bed.
Yeah. Here, you got to see this.
And by the way, these are like Christian, she got cancer. She got diagnosed with cancer. Look at this. It's still a
documentary.
That's not her. That's not their child.
Documentary. That's a faux documentary. It's like, what is it? A parody of a documentary? What? How do you?
They added documentary after they got in the
controversy. And I don't think this was the original. The original thumbnail did have their daughter in, I think.
It was like all the family. It looked like she was dead or something. They made it look like she died.
So insane.
Wow. How is adding documentary to the title, though, supposed to make it better for them? It's
because they have to explain why the fuck is he in there visiting someone else's kid.
Oh.
Because it's not his kid.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty incredible, right?
Sheesh.
And this, and remind you, these are like the good Christian boys.
Yeah.
The Brants. That one's got to win. That was just fucking wow. Wow, man. I don't know. Yep. H3 Podcast, pretty good runner mail, maybe. What do you think? Let's get the drum roll going. Most shameless clickbait 2021. The winner with a resounding 59% goes to the LeBrant family. She got diagnosed with cancer.
Deserve.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
You really, even, you know, the Prince family, the Ace family. Nobody can compete with those good, God-fearing Christians when they decide to do clickbait. They go all the way.
Yeah.
My child died of cancer.
I mean, it says a lot when not even the Ace family would go that far, right?
No.
Hey,
yeah.
Man.
It does say a lot. Yeah. Amen, brother. Runner-up, myself, H3 Podcast. We broke up 27%. Thank you, guys. Prince family, Bianca fell off a mountain in Hawaii while rock climbing. Exactly what happened. 11%. Thank you, guys.
What is it? What's this?
That's
sound
her
like?
Intro.
That's goes, their intro.
Yeah, yeah, that's their intro.
Oh my goodness!
Every video, every single one. Well, this one I have to say, gear up for an award, my friend.
Oh yeah,
this is.
Oh
you.
Wow. Okay, best YouTube drama / news coverage.
This one is actually not even like a diss. This is just a straight up award.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored to be,
Go ahead.
To be nominated.
Say more.
I don't ever win awards, so I'm like, it's great. I mean, what else?
Well, the competition is stiff. I think you've got a great chance here, I would say. But let's go ahead and see the nominees, shall we?
Best and this YouTube isn't biased.
Nobody knew you were going to be here. So.
Oh, yeah, it's
we'll
true.
See.
Deaf Noodles.
Nonstop. Like, just fucking blatant lies.
Name one. One fucking lie that somebody's made up about you. I'll wait.
D'Angelo Wallace.
Celebrities are out here trying to give me hope for COVID-19, but they all have such a tremendous lack of taste. I'm honestly more worried about them giving me COVID-19 itself.
Mr. Beard.
Did you know that according to TikToker Sienna May, if you answered yes, that means that you can do whatever you want to with absolutely no consequences.
Mysterious.
I hate this change. The dislike count went away from me about 3 or 4 days ago, and I find it very annoying because I always like to look at the like to dislike ratios on every single video that I watch.
Scarce.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scarce here. Now, our first story of today comes from Dr. Disrespect. So I'm sure you all know at this point that Dr. Disrespect was one of the top Twitch streamers
his
a few years ago.
His audio is pretty blasted
out,
and
he was banned.
Rich Lux.
I don't know how y'all found out, but y'all did it, girl. Jeffree Star's alleged boyfriend has now been exposed. Yes.
Adam McIntyre.
Welcome to today's video. We have the official response from Emily Artful to Shannon Creepshow Art. It's so ironic that Creep's in her name, isn't it? Because she's such a fucking creep.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this is our one category where, you know, it's not an insult necessarily. It's not an insult at all. This is just pure, this is just all love here.
All right.
From the fans. Sheesh, my guess would be honestly on Deaf Noodles. That's who I'm expecting to win. Obviously, D'Angelo Wallace is a favorite, but I don't even think he posted last year.
No, yeah, I think he's been taking a break. I wish he would come back because I love his videos. Yeah, I think he's great.
Me too. Yeah. Mysterious obviously had a huge year.
Yeah,
her Trisha Paytas series was a big deal.
It was a big deal. It was extremely in depth. I don't think I've seen something that in depth in like a while, like,
and actually it really brought to light, you know, the Mr. Riney thing
that
I wasn't aware of, and really compelling case that on that one, that it was a fabricated accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know, Rick Lux the house, whatever. Rick Lux the house, girl.
Rich Lux. I love Rich Lux. I think he's hilarious.
But everyone here is great, and we honor them all. Do you want to do the honors?
You want me to do it? I feel like it's kind of awkward if I do it.
Yeah, all right, Deaf Noodles, best YouTube drama news coverage. Ooh, mama, I'm rooting for you, buddy. Here we go. The winner is, wow, 57%. Huge majority here. Wow. This is shocking. Deaf Noodles.
All right. Well, thank you.
Deaf Noodles.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take, can I say something? I'm going to split my award with everyone because here's the thing. I want everyone to do more news coverage so we can just to kill Keemstar's piece of the pie. Fuck them.
The more the merrier.
Exactly.
The more the merrier. So, well, more Deaf Noodles.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you so much, everyone.
You're sharing it with all the nominees.
Sharing it with all the nominees, everyone. D'Angelo, so you come back. Rich Lux, because keep it up, girl. Yeah. Mr. Beard, I feel like he's been, his videos awesome. Are just mind-blowing.
Yeah, he's
so
good.
Yeah. Scarce, a legend.
Come back. Yeah. Come back. We missed you, Scarce.
Exactly. He like comes back for a while and then he leaves. And then we forget Adam.
Adam McIntyre.
Adam McIntyre is great. Mysterious is great.
Yeah,
so
shout out to all the nominees. But there's only one winner. Deaf Noodles by 57%. Congratulations, buddy. Adam McIntyre.
Appreciate it.
17%. And second runner up, D'Angelo Wallace, who by the way, 12%, and that's with not posting a video in
in a year long time. So. Yeah.
Shout out to all them. Congratulations, you buddy. That's all yours.
Should I drink it?
Yeah, take a sip. Oh, wow. Down it all.
You
with the glitter, the dry ice, everything.
Am I gonna die if I do it? Okay. Yeah, so yeah.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm really happy you won. You know, you were definitely my vote.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You've had a big year, you know. There's been a lot of growth. There's been, last year, I think, was a big year for you, right?
It was, yeah. It was a great year. I mean, it was, I love, like, I'm obsessed with, like, working. So as long as I have work to do, I'm happy.
There's always work to do in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great. I love it.
Good.
Son of a fucking
Are you
bitch
working with
scumbag.
People or are you... Oh, are you a one man show or do you work with people at this?
I'm mostly like a one man show, but I am like, I have been like, trying to like hire people who can like help me. I just haven't found like the right people yet. So, but yeah, it's still trying to
wrong pipe.
Did you drink the dry ice?
No, it's the water. Okay. I think
I looked away for a second.
Does it taste like battery acid? Water.
Thank you, Zach. As you were okay? saying.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. What were you saying?
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm wishing for another big year for you next year.
Yeah.
Just keep it up. Love your videos. Watch them all the time. And
thank
I
you
love
so
your Insta. You got banned on Twitter, obviously, but your updates on Instagram are great, too. I follow a lot there.
Yeah, that's where I've been posting mostly.
Yeah.
So
keep it up.
Yeah.
Next category is a nice one. Best attempt at murdering your friend.
Yeah, this one is it's a toss-up, I think.
This is where we've come in the influencer world. I mean, this is a category, and we have three strong nominees.
Yeah.
So let's roll it.
Best attempt at murdering your friend. David Dobrik hitting Jeff Whittick with an excavator.
Does this make you happy?
Fuck off.
My face.
Fuck off. Hold on.
I don't know how to approach it.
Obviously, I've never been in a situation like this. Neither has Jeff, neither probably any of us. I didn't know the correct way to go about any of it.
You went the other way, would have killed me. So you would have died.
Nikki and Dan Felipe putting the dog down.
That wasn't really
so
an attempt,
over the weekend,
was it?
Going into the weekend on Friday.
I mean, it was
Friday,
a successful attempt.
Yeah, that was,
had to put Bowser
I
to sleep.
I fucking hate these people.
Yep.
Man, it's so awkward saying the words. I feel like I don't even...
Shut up.
...know
I hate
how
that.
To quite say it.
Bryce Hall knocking out Fousey too.
You, all your money's gone. Oh, yeah.
Yo, he laid him out.
It just happened so fast, and my immediate reaction, which obviously wasn't the right reaction, was to just punch this motherfucker.
What, like, you know what? I'm not even going to necessarily say that Bryce did the wrong thing in that moment.
I kind of see it a little bit as self-defense because he was like
he was
charging
very
at
aggressive,
him. Yeah,
touching people, not backing up.
Yeah,
I mean a punch was relatively justified, I would say, in that moment. Boy, I mean David Dobrik's gonna be hard to beat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Taking an excavator out into the
one
wilderness.
One camera, the other operating
exactly.
heavy machinery. Yeah,
you gotta love that. I mean, most people, they have OSHA, they have a license, they have a safety supervisor. David Dobrik takes a full-blown excavator, ties his friend to the end, and then only uses one hand to operate it and holds the camera in the other. That's he's really trying to kill Jeff. He must hate Jeff.
Yeah. Like, that's one thing I don't understand. Like, he has a $9 million mansion, right?
Yes.
He can't afford to pay one guy, one or two people. Yeah, one safety person.
Medic. He didn't even have a medic.
Not even a medic. They had to drive his head. He describes it. His head's like falling off his face.
Like out of his face.
As they're driving to the hospital. And they're like, don't look. Don't look in the mirror.
Yeah, don't look, bud.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is great. And then you've got the other family there, they just straight up killed their dog that they just got like a month ago because he wasn't potty trained or something. I don't know.
It was, I think it was part of like the thing with their kid, right? That it tried to bite their kid or something.
Yeah. So they're like, we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he said, I wanted to take the dog and back and kill him myself.
Yep. He wanted to do, he mentions Old Yeller.
Yeah.
Right?
Except with, you know what the difference is? They love their dog, Old Yeller.
Yep.
He had an incurable, fatal disease.
Yep. Okay.
The only incurable fatal disease is your stupidity, my friend. Okay. So, well, I believe it's you're up there, all right, bud.
So best attempt at murdering your friend.
Drum roll, please. Big winner 2021. Huge category.
Oh, with 70% of the vote, it's David Dobrik.
No surprises here.
Hitting Jeff with an excavator.
78%.
78%.
Well, and the category was practically made for him, let's be honest. Dubrick?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the runners-up were the Philippis putting down their dog with 20%, and then Bryce Hall knocking out Fousey Tube.
Yeah, wow. That wasn't really, I guess, an attempt at murder, but a good moment nonetheless.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to David. He had a big year. 2021 was a big drama-filled year for him.
Yeah.
Actually, drama is kind of even to kind of really just straight up crimes, I would say, for the most
part. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if Jeff had died, you would have gone to prison for manslaughter, definitely. Right?
Oh, no. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Actually, he would have been deported too, probably, eh? Because he's here on a green card. You can't do felonies.
Well, at the time, I don't think he had it. He was on DACA. Now he has it.
Oh, he got that. Yeah. He would have gone to jail.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. And then, like, what's crazy is talking to Jeff. Apparently, he paid for his medical bills and then kind of ghosted him. So.
Oh yeah.
Because David was like a hair away from killing a man and ruining his own life forever.
Yeah.
And then he, narrowly avoided that. And then he's like, well, cool, back to business.
Yep.
What a guy. Love him for that.
And you notice how they're not hanging out that much anymore either?
Well, of course.
Jeff and David.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Jeff has an incredible amount of resentment. And David, he only likes to be surrounded by pristine faces.
Yeah.
No blemishes. It's okay, not good for the vlog.
Yeah.
He used to be beautiful and, well, you have to be beautiful to be in David's vlog.
You think that's mostly from David that they're not hanging out? Because they were after the documentary came out. They were Jeff was at his house a bunch of times. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it kind of like dropped off. Like the Vlog Squad members still stopped by Jeff's podcast and stuff, but
I think they both had a vested interest. I think Jeff probably just wanted to heal emotionally.
Uh-huh.
David obviously had a vested interest in rehabilitating his image and seeing them together.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Jeff holds in a tremendous amount of resentment. And no, I don't think David has any interest in seeing Jeff. Obviously, if one thing's been proven throughout last year, is that David is, he's may well be a sociopath.
Mm.
And so I think he has no interest in out with Jeff there. A constant reminder of
the potentially one of the biggest mistakes of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully the biggest mistake.
Hopefully.
You can
hopefully he doesn't
one.
Do anything. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it stops here.
If he tops that, we're going to have a big year next year, eh, for the Steamies. Well, here's a big one. Worst midlife crisis. Wow. Let's look at the nominees.
Yeah.
Worst midlife crisis. Keemstar.
This is gonna be real hard to beat.
Yeah.
Wow. That's hard to beat.
Yeah.
No words needed.
The shirt in the pool
the
is always
and
there.
And the hat in the pool,
the hat
my
in
friend.
The pool.
Yeah.
Ryan Kavanaugh.
Oh, it says Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, it's understandable, the confusion.
Yeah, it's Ryan Kavanaugh, just to be clear, not Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein's in jail. Wow, those fits are just so wild, man. Look at those fits. Do we have any shots of Brad the Bull?
Kanye West.
Kanye West is debuting a bold new look.
Don't play with me. Don't play with my children. And ain't no security gonna get in between me and my children. And you ain't finna gaslight me.
Dana White.
What did Dana
Jake
White
never
though?
Responded to the challenge.
Well, he's like beefing with Jake Paul and like BFFs for the Melt Boys.
I do not.
Yeah.
Who said tell your man Dana this?
Jake knew after the fight.
Jake?
Yeah.
Will and Jada Pinkett
Smith. This one's
Smith.
Pretty good.
It is not your responsibility to make your wife happy, right?
Say what?
Just like it's not my wife's responsibility to make me happy.
You've what? Been on a hell of a journey with me.
That's yeah. a typically
my responsibility.
Involved.
Right.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. it's healing that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So what happened, Jada?
He hates her.
Yeah, probably.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, when Jeff Bezos has a midlife crisis, the whole world suffers.
I want to hear this. Here. You want a little of this?
Shatner's okay. just not down with any of this.
Some tough competition.
Well, you know, the shoe-in's got to be Keemstar. And yeah. not just because he's a frequent topic between the two of us, but genuinely, as far as midlife crisis, you've got a 40-year-old man dating, you know, 18-year-old teenagers fresh out of high school. Yeah. And then he's too embarrassed. He calls them they're his assistant.
Yep.
I mean, my goodness.
I'm busted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Kirk? I mean.
I think Keemstar, yeah. Keemstar's probably at the top of it. I would also say the Will Smith and Jada stuff was just really, it felt like it was an onslaught of like, they just kept oversharing stuff about their relationship.
Oh my God, dude.
And it kept getting crazier and crazier. So, but
mostly his wife or mostly Jada, huh?
Well, it was mostly Jada at the beginning. Then he put out this, he had his, his memoir.
Okay.
And in his memoir, he had like stuff, he talked about being jealous of Tupac and like having these like, you know, sexual disorders and
he
all
had
this
sexual disorder?
Yeah. There was one thing about, he said like, because he was sleeping with so many groupies, he would like throw up instead of orgasming.
Now that's good.
Yeah.
He would throw up instead of orgasm?
That's what he said. Yeah.
On them or privately?
I don't know. He never really explained. He said it was like
Will
a psycho. He said it was a psychosomatic reaction.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an overshare.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Well, worst midlife crisis 2021. Mm-hmm. The people have voted 49%. The winner is Keemstar, of course.
Deserved.
Well deserved.
Very well deserved.
And this is actually Keemstar's second Steamy, I believe.
Oh, he's sweeping today.
Yeah, he's almost for a hat trick coming up here.
Yeah.
Ryan Kavanaugh was runner-up, 29%. Kanye West, 12%.
Yeah. And Kanye's well deserved. Going a bit off the rails, too.
He had a recent one where that was pretty good just the other day, Ian? Where he was like... it's going to all be legal, baby. It's all going to be legal, and I'm coming for the kids or some shit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, boy. He's having like his toxic divorce dad era.
Yeah. It's never good when the kids are involved, you know?
Yeah. But Keemstar.
Keemstar, wow.
Congratulations, Keemstar. Hey, guy.
Stupid bitch.
And my condolences to his girlfriends.
Yeah,
and that's got to be if Will Smith is puking on people instead of orgasming, I can only imagine what Keemstar does.
Oh yeah, can you imagine being in your 40s and dating somebody who still has braces on?
I can't, man. I really can't. That's a lot, especially when you have a young daughter who's probably closer in age to the girlfriend.
Yeah,
than to him.
10-year-old fan right away.
10-year-old. 10-year-old.
What?
Okay, EDP. Keems, say that again.
10-year-old fan right away.
Whoa. Keemstar's not on his way to get a cupcake or anything, is he? Well, we're coming up on the last category. This is the big one.
Okay.
This is the big one. There was a certain somebody we excluded that probably would have taken the sweep here, whose initials are start with T and end with P.
Gotcha.
And I don't mean toilet paper.
Yeah, I thought that for a second.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you do the honors. Let's roll. Yeah, see let's our roll. Nominees. Most dramatic creator.
Most dramatic creator.
Last year, who won, Dan?
Austin McBroom.
Who won Dan last year?
Ethan Klein.
Wait, pause it.
Hold on.
Who won last year?
Trisha.
Yeah, I wanted you to say it.
Okay.
But she was stoked. She was so happy.
As she should be. This is a great honor. Yeah, she this was, is the steamies,
she
dude.
She was thrilled.
Yeah. Well, you're nominated this year, so.
What did I do?
Let's take a look.
Well, start it over. Start
yeah,
from
I'm
the
starting
top.
It over. Yeah.
Most dramatic creator. Austin McBroom. Ethan Klein. Gabby Hanna. James Charles. Nikocado Avocado. Nikita Dragon. These are your nominees.
All right.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, Gabby Hanna, was she in a big drama this year?
Yeah, she had that whole series. She made like 10 videos, like the whole Jesse Smiles thing. We're like rehashing the
she
whole
made
thing
one
with Jesse
about
Smiles.
Trisha and she made yep. and that calling it. Okay, so she, I guess it's been a long year.
It's been, oh yeah. And so, then even at the end of the year, she had this thing with Perez Hilton where she went on Gloria Estefan's like Facebook show and got into beef with Perez Hilton.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
And try to rewrite her whole history. Yeah.
Well, Austin McBroom, I wouldn't call necessarily a dramatic creator, would you?
Austin McBroom? I mean, it depends on the situation. I think he's kind of dramatic in the sense that...
He just does huge scams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tana Mongeau, I mean, again, I'm not sure. Nikocado is very dramatic.
Yeah.
Nikita, I'm not super familiar with her dramas and all that. But okay, and then there's me, which I don't know why you guys even nominated me.
You're not familiar? You were in a drama with Nikita, were you not?
Oh, yeah. Just a small spat, Twitter spat. Nothing serious.
In fact, I think you've been in a drama with most of the people.
Gabby, I've never been
nominees.
In a drama with.
Well, I guess by proxy with Trisha.
Austin never. I don't think I've been in a drama with Tana. I was in a little something with Nikocado that ended amicably.
Mm.
So, I mean, what's the big deal? All right, go ahead and open it.
All right, so let's see. And the winner is. With 33%.
Thank God.
It is Gabby Hanna.
I was afraid. I was really afraid I was going to win it this year.
Wow.
Oh, the golden teapot.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a huge, you see. Yeah, Trisha would have been an absolute shoo-in with this.
Yeah.
Wow, it's gold encrusted, a whole steamy. Gabby with 33%. Nick Cotto, 30%. Ethan Klein, 26%. Incredible.
So you, I mean, it was close, yeah. And you almost won.
It was close, too close for comfort.
I got to tell you, Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point you actually were in the lead.
Yeah, well, at one point, yeah, what does that matter, Dan?
I'm just saying that it was neck and neck.
Yeah, at one point, one of the sperms in your dad's ball sack was swimming faster than yours. But what does it matter? Because yours is the one that won.
Right. Okay. I see where you were going.
Thank
you. Yeah. During first your life.
Took me a second.
Doesn't matter. Well, listen. Gabby Hanna, huh?
Congratulations.
We got to get her this.
Well, we reached out for a comment and an acceptance video. And
did you tell her she won?
Shocking. No. I don't think we told anybody that they won. We just told them, if you were to win, would you like to send an acceptance video? She didn't reply.
I don't see why she shouldn't accept this.
Well, let's just now. Now that she won, we'll reach out.
Yeah,
again.
Let her know. Well, wow, what a year it's been. I mean, 2022.
Yeah.
Do we have any spicy dramas that already happened this year has been shaping up to be a good year?
I mean, there's been some serious stuff, like with the Jack Wright stuff. Like he posted a video.
Right.
That picked up. There was a Pokimane stuff.
The Pokimane stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I can. And the Britney stuff that's just
the Britney stuff
still going on.
So I would say it's a relatively slow start to the year.
Yeah. But last year was the same thing, and then March came around.
March, you think?
Yeah.
Is that your prediction when all hell is going to break loose?
I think so. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is a weird observation or not, but like, I feel like people like calm down in the winter, mm-hmm. then things start warming up, mm. and then, you know, like become, you know, that, emotions come out.
I think that's a real thing. There's studies that say that people are more violent and do more crimes in the summer when it's hot.
Yeah.
Because they're more active, they're going outside, they're getting more confrontations. Well, we eagerly wait for it to heat up here.
Yeah.
Wow. What a year it's been.
What a year.
Congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, man. Keep it up.
I appreciate it. This is it's great. I'm going to put it in my, I have a green screen on my thing, so I'm going to figure out a way to put it in there. Somewhere. Wow.
I'm honored.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I'm honored. And I can do that bit.
What do you guys think? Anything else? What do we got here?
Nope. That's the show.
Well, congratulations to all the winners. I can't say there were any surprises. What were you guys surprised by? We pretty much called every one of those, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
We thought you were going to win that last one.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to win the last one.
I thought the audience might just troll you.
I thought the audience was definitely going to vote me in for that one. I was scared. My heart was racing. I didn't want that one.
I was really shocked by the winner of the worst award show, though. That one really.
The war, oh, yeah.
Threw me for a loop.
100%, too. That's unusual.
Unbelievable.
That was wild. Yeah. Out of left field on that one.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? What a year. Thank you all for watching the second annual Steamies. Thank you to Def Noodles, the one and only Def Noodles on YouTube, on Instagram, not on Twitter.
I'm banned.
Are you feeling hopeful that 2022 we're going to be getting back on Twitter?
Yeah, I'll eventually get my Twitter account back. Like,
why are you so confident that you're getting? Because you always say I'm going to get it back. Where does your confidence come from?
I know that I didn't do anything wrong. That's the main reason why. So, like, it's just. It is what it is.
Justice you know? Shall prevail.
We need justice shall prevail. We believe in justice here on this show. Well, thank you everybody for watching. Let's look forward to a juicy 2022 together. Guys, God bless.
Oh, one.
And good night. And good night.
Okay, never mind.
What were we going to say?
Well, maybe we should just give the audience a heads up. Ela is due to have a little Brucey in the next coming days. So there is a strong chance that there may be some missing episodes next week.
In fact, I will say I wasn't sure we would even be doing this.
Yeah. No, it really could happen at any moment.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I mean, it could happen very likely this weekend, early next week. Well, so we're all kind of just improvising at this point with little Bruce coming out here pretty soon here. Good night.